United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. Get real-time assistance when signing into uhcprovider.com with our on-demand chat for claims, benefits, authorizations, and more. Plus, try API Marketplace for a free and secure way to automate your transactions at uhcprovider.com/tryapi. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español o afirmativo.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. Before we get started, please tell me if you are calling as a member or a healthcare professional.
Healthcare professional.
In a few words, tell me why you are calling today.
Claim status.
Sure. To better assist you, please specify whether your call is related to medical, behavioral health, dental, prescription drugs, or vision. I'm still listening. To better assist you, please specify whether your call is related to medical, behavioral health, dental, prescription drugs, or vision.
Medical.
And what is the member ID? I heard 985776882. Is that correct? What's the member's date of birth, including the four-digit year? For example. Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. What's the date of service? I'm still listening. What's the date of service? Okay. What is your NPI? Thanks. I've got it. Please hold while you're transferred to our self-service system. Please wait while I gather some information. Do you want a reference number for this member?
No.
I found one claim. The claim ID is 0FE97865444701. It was denied on July 25, 2025. The original billed amount is $114.88. The remittance advice was sent on July 25, 2025. United Healthcare Provider Portal users can view a full claim summary, submit a reconsideration, and more on the provider portal at uhcprovider.com. Sign in with your One Healthcare ID and navigate to the claims page for details. Once signed in, if you need any assistance, our online chat advocates are available to assist. Now you can say, repeat, check another claim, main menu, or advocate.
Advocate.
Please hold while your call is being transferred.
Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just so you know, when you've finished speaking with the advocate, you'll need to stay on the line to take the survey. I'm transferring you now.
Hi, thanks for calling Provider Services. This is Mark. May I know your name to initial of your last name?
Yeah, sure, Mark. My name is Pandian, and it spells like P as in Papa, A-N-D-I-A-N. And last name initial is G, G as in George.
All right, name of the provider that you're calling right now?
Yeah, the facility name is Nourish, INC.
Member's name, date of birth?
Yeah, the member name I am checking for, it is, the first name is Pilar, and the last name is Gracias.
Okay, date of birth?
The date of birth is August
11, 1999. Alright, shows that the last name is incorrect. Can you please double check that?
You need as per the system, like in the website?
The name, the complete name. I need the correct name.
In my system, there was only this much, and in website, there is a Ferrero after the Gracia.
Gracia?
Mm-hmm. After that, Ferrero.
Okay, it shows that the last incorrect is, because we need to get the exact information before we can proceed. It's part of the HIPAA verification. But mm-hmm. if I'm able to provide the correct information of the member, you can provide instead the address of the member along with the last 4 digits of SSN or social security number.
As I said, like the first name is Pillar and the last name is Gracia Ferrero.
I do understand, but then the name that you provided is incorrect. If you're unable to provide the correct info, then you'll proceed on the second option.
Okay, go ahead. So I need to tell the patient address?
Yes, patient address and the last 4 digits of social security number.
I don't have the social security number. I can provide the address.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but still, it's part of the HIPAA verification if you're unable to provide the correct info of the member. So if you didn't have it yet, you can verify to the member, okay, and ask the correct info that was added here in our system, okay, and then give us a call instead. Okay?
So you are still telling me like the patient name is not correct. Do you want me to spell
that
to verify?
That's fine. You already provided the info.
So I just tell them the right name as per the UHC portal. So even the portal is telling the wrong name?
Well, we're not really sure if the information that was showing on the portal is correct. Okay, since sometimes members tend to update the information and it's not going to sync right away.
So, what kind of name you want? Like, as I told, the first name is Pillar, and the last name is Gracia Ferrero. So, what was missing in this? I given the whole name of patient.
I do apologize, but we're not allowed to provide it to you since we're the one who is verifying the information. Right?
So
it's part of the HIPAA verification. So that's why, if you're unable to provide that info, okay, we can proceed on the second option. That's the address and the last 4 digits of the social security number. But you mentioned that you didn't have that info. So please contact first
the
member.
Address. I don't have any social security number. So sir, that should
that's
be an
right.
option. Like if you want the address,
that's
you can provide
the only option. You need to provide the two information that I asked.
Like both the information you need.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so leave it. No problem. Thank you.